Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another edition of Nothing But Elijah. I'm your host, Sister Keila Ali, and this is being brought to you by CRO, Coalition for the Remembrance of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. To learn more about CRO, you can reach out at 773-925-1600. Visit us online at CROE.org. I would like to first bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who appeared in person as Master Farah Muhammad, and also bear witness that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is truly his last and greatest messenger. Again, I would like to thank the co-founders of CRO for allowing me this opportunity to provide the content, the life-saving teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad that has been so painstakingly cared for by the founders, Brother Khalif Muhammad, Brother Shahid Muslim, and of course our business manager, the dearly departed, may the peaces of and blessings of Allah be upon him, Brother Munir Muhammad. So I want to continue our audio, and this is another wonderful audio from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
I would like to clarify some of the charges that have been made against my followers and myself. In the various presses, news items, we are being charged with preaching, teaching black supremacy. Fact about it, we are being called black Muslims. I don't know how that name got around to us, because all Muslims are not really all black. We have some other than black. But we have been charged with teaching black supremacy. I don't know exactly what the people that is making this charge against us really mean. Whether they mean that we are teaching that the black man will rule after the white man, whether they are using this kind of charge against us to make it appear that we want to do something of the nature of violence in America against the government. If they are referring to who shall rule after the white man rule, I think that's clear to you and I, who shall rule after the white man. There is no alternative about that. We don't have another white race to rule. If the white race rule will culminate, we don't have any other to rule. But darker people of the earth. So I would like that this be made clear. We are not teaching that kind of teachings in that sense. Really, we are teaching that Islam will rule, the righteous people will rule after this wicked world rule has terminated. That is really what we are teaching. And we are not teaching the overthrow of the government or any government. Really, I have been missioned to teach my people in America the religion of Islam and the knowledge of themselves and others. And with the knowledge of themselves and others, they make a better citizen in America and elsewhere than they have been without the knowledge of himself. Saying again that I'm teaching them to clean up themselves morally and spiritually, to make themselves accepted by their own people and by any civilized people. We are not trying to do anything in the way of violence, allying ourselves on the side of those who would be safe. The thing that we are trying to do is trying to make ourselves a better people than we have been made. And this has caused a lot of misunderstanding and willfully charges of unproven that I am trying to teach my people to join any forces against America, or rather any enemies of America. We have not joined up with any forces that is the enemies of America. We are absolutely a little group of our own self, under the guidance of Almighty Allah, trying to make ourselves a better people. We desire separation. We desire a chance to go for ourselves as any other nation. We think that we have served America well for the past 400 years, and we would like to have the chance to do something for ourselves. We cannot forever live in America, 20 million people, and depend on the white man of America to grow food, close our backs, shelter us from out of doors. We cannot hope to find jobs for ourselves in America with an ever-increasing population of the so-called American Negro. 20 million people today are absolutely my people, are absolutely dependent upon America's government to support us. We are now 400 years from the time that we entered into America, our rather was brought here by the slave trader John Hawkins. And now today, America says that we are free and that we can go for ourselves. We would like to go for ourselves. We would like to make a try at doing something for self. This is exactly the base of all of my teaching. It is to unite my people, get them together, and start them on the road to doing something for themselves. We don't have factories here in America to give employment to our people. We don't have foreign land here to grow food for our people, which I'm also asking for. If we be given even a chance here to make food, grow food, do something in the way of supporting our own needs of getting something for ourselves to fill the needs of our people other than the lane, the round, the doorstep of the white men of America begging for this. Because we don't see no chance in the cotton fields of the South anymore for our people. They have cotton pickers down there. It's a mechanical cotton picker. It's a machine. Picks the cotton. They have one to chop the cotton. Years ago, we used to do that. We don't have that kind of employment in the South anymore. All that we used to do for the white man of America in the way of labor, he now is able to do that for himself with his late modern machine. And what future do we have in America if we are going to depend on employment, a job, in the factories of the white man of America, and the bread line is the only alternative? If we are not employed, we have to go to the bread line and beg you to feed us. So this is a kind of a thing that we are ashamed of today, to be beggars and continue to beg after 100 years of so-called freedom. And I do think it's time for us, with the guidance of Almighty Allah, to do something for our own selves. We are not trying to teach our followers to take your place. We're not trying to teach our followers to overthrow your government. We're asking you to just to give us the chance to do something for ourselves. If you can make a way here for us to do something for ourselves by setting aside some of your own country for us to live in, to work for our own selves and make a way for ourselves as you are making a way for yourself and has made a way for yourself for the last over 500 years here in the Western Hemisphere, then that's fine. But if you will allow us to return to our own people, we more certainly will be glad to go, because that's where we came from, and that's the place that the Bible predicts that we will return. And if we are not allowed to return to our people, then give us a chance to live to ourselves in your own country, where that we will not be giving you any trouble. There are many of the whites does not like the darker people of America and does not want any association with them at all. We know that. We have learned that all our lives. We're not asking for absolutely social equality. We're not asking to be your equal because you own the country and you are rich, independent, and we are poor. And we are nothing but the servants and underprivileged people. We have not been given equal justice with you, equal opportunity. So since that we are free, as you have said, we would like to exercise that freedom to ourselves. We are not wanting to make trouble with you. We don't want to tell you that we have as much right to sit beside you in your own restaurant and demand you to feed us there as you feed your own self. We are only asking for a chance to go and build a restaurant for our own self, as you have built for yourself. We're not asking you to get up out of your seat on your railway transportation, give it to us. We're only asking for a chance to go and build one for ourselves. We're not asking you to take us for your equal, because you can't take us for your equal. We're not your equal. You are absolutely free, independent people, and this honor of America and the cities, towns, and all the industries of America is yours. You build it. All the free, or rather, transportation that is in America is yours. We're not asking that we be taken as your equal there and demand you to give us equal respect, because we are not in position to demand such. But just give us a chance that we can go someplace built for our own self and leave yours alone and stop the headache among you over the so-called American Negro trying to demand this and demand that of yours. We are not that group of people that is trying to do something of the kind. We are not that ignorant. We know we are not that smart yet. We are not able as yet with our own scholars and scientists, technicians, to build no such equal government as you have. But give us a chance to go somewhere and build one for ourselves. That's what we are asking, because today we cannot get along in peace with you. Ever trouble all the time throughout the country between the white man and the so-called Negro. And it has been that for 400 years. So why should we trouble you longer? Why should we try to agree when we know we're not going to agree, because one is a slave and the other one is the master, and has been like that for 400 years. We don't own anything other than a chance to work for you. And when you have no work for us, then we must sit down and wait until that you make a job for us. But equal education, the freedom to enter your schools, your colleges, universities, and be graduated from those schools and colleges and universities will put the same idea in us and desire that you have in you. It will make us want to be equal in the same thing that you have, and give us the same chance that you have. An educated slave cannot be dealt with like an uneducated slave. When you educate a man and teach him what you know, then he desires that you recognize him as your equal. And that's what is fast coming to you in America. You are given us an education, and now we want just what you have. We want the country for our people. We want the same thing that goes for our civilization as you have. And that's all we are asking for now today is that particular chance. If we are free, then let us go and don't hinder us from trying to go. That is the thing that we are asking today. And America's here today. For the last 30 years, I have been teaching my people Islam, the religion of God and his prophets, and the natural religion of the black man. And I'm being hindered, persecuted for the last 29 years. We have been persecuted for this cause under other false charges, but absolutely just because we want to be Muslim. I was put in prison. I was not allowed to have the Holy Quran in jail, nor even in the federal penitentiary. It was not allowed. Though all other religious prisoners of faith was permitted to have their own religious books, read them at will, and study their religion in prison. But we were not. And up until this very hour, the federal penitentiary, the local prison jails will not permit us to have our own holy book to read. This is a proof that Americans actually don't want the so-called American Negro to go back to Islam, where he's absolutely came from. Before ever he was brought to America, he were in Islam. Islam overran Africa long time before ever we was brought here. And it is Africa's desire today to return to Islam, and it's our desire here in America, the followers of mine, to go back to the religion of Islam, a religion that will give us absolutely freedom, justice, and equality, and brotherly love throughout the Islamic world. It is a religion that came with God. It is the very nature of God. It is the very nature of any righteous person. The religion Islam, their name means entire submission to the will of God. And if a man is to be righteous, if he's professing himself to be the servant of God and he's not willing to submit to the will of God, then he's not a man that is trying to serve God. This is the religion that we desire to go back to because it is our very nature. And therefore, we are asking for that privilege. And the prison's houses today, my followers, is being mistreated. They are being denied the freedom to read their own holy one or to practice their religion. And I don't see how America can justify herself in declaring the freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and is suppressing it all the time among the so-called American Negroes who would like to return to their own religion, which is Islam. As you know, out here in California, Folsom Prison, we were charged out there with creating a route out there. Now, as you know, the Attorney General has cleared us of that charge, as many other false charges that have been made against us in New York, there in the UN. Some group other than our own started trouble there, fist fighting. As soon as it was started, the chief of police in New York hurried over and told the speaker that we was the one. It was Elijah's followers. If you give us the credit for actually what we have and what we are, for the last 30 years you will find Elijah have never taught his followers to create any disturbance or make any violence anywhere in America. I have lived among you all my life for 63 years. I don't have any such charge to my own account, nowhere in America. Today I travel all over America. I travel alone because I don't have no right to be afraid of anything because I have not committed any wrong and I don't seek to do anything. And these charges I hope that you will stop putting against me and my followers. We're not guilty of them. And it is not our aim to try to teach our people to take your government from you or your country from you I'm well aware to the prophesier of the Bible and so on. I know where that we belong, and we are not after your country. I'm only asking if you won't let us go to our own country, then give us a place here somewhere in your country where we can be separated to our own self to live our own life and not worry you. And support us for a few years, 20, 25 years, until we are able to go for ourselves. And if we are not able after that time, then bring your army over and shoot us down, because we will not be worthy of any such thing as a help towards getting on the road to South. We are pretty lazy, some of us. I'll admit that. Some of us would desire to lay around your doorstep and beg you for a break. But if you give me a chance with these people and don't hinder me, I can make that same lazy man smart. If I give him the knowledge of himself, he will go for himself. I'm sure that our people will wake up and do something for self if they are given a chance to do so. But holding a man down and not giving him a chance to go for himself, you don't know what's in the man, and he don't know what's in himself, because he's never had a chance to exercise those dominant faculties that is lying in him that probably would make him a much better citizen, a greater people than what he really is. But giving them a chance is the thing. Justice. I preach freedom, justice, and equality. Justice for the so-called American Negro is a thing he has never enjoyed. He's never had the chance to sit down, even at home, and feel that he is protected by the laws of America. He has never felt like that, because you have never have given equal justice under your law. So we are preaching freedom, justice, and equality. That I will say to affirm what I charge you with, that you never given freedom, justice under your law. Right in the courts today, we have been in trouble time. Even we are hindered in trying to hire an attorney for our own defense. Our own attorneys have told us how that they are being annoyed by calls, telling them, will you defend them? Will you do this for them? You should be ashamed of yourself. This is terrible for a great, rich, powerful, intelligent civilization who has worked a nation of people for 400 years in their midst, and today they represent themselves all over the world as being peace-loving people and people that desires everybody to have equal justice under their law, and with a whole nation of so-called Negroes living in their midst will even hinder any of their own lawyers who practice their law to even try to defend us in the court to give us justice there. If you study any charges that have been made against us for the last 30 years, making trouble in the city's police department, you will find that these police were absolutely guilty of attacking us. We never have attacked no police since that we have been teaching in America. We never have tried to oppose the successful duty, pardon me, the successful performance of the duty of a peace officer. We never have said that. But we have been charged with it after they attack us. The police have attacked us time and again for just the run for no other cause than that we are Muslim and desire to break us up, break down our morale, and make us go back into what we were. It is absolutely foolish to say to you or anyone or myself, after knowledge of the truth, to go back then and accept falsehood. It's foolishness to say to any man after he have knowledge of anything, and then to ask him to act as though he don't have knowledge of it, and to do other than that. We can't go back to that ignorant state that we was once in. We didn't know ourselves, we didn't know you. And since we know ourselves, and since we know you, we are today getting along in your midst more peaceful than you was before ever we had the knowledge of ourselves and you. We know how that we should act by you. We know we should honor you as the rulers of the land. We know that you make your laws, and we are to obey them and abide by them. We live under them, and you will find the Muslims of Elijah Muhammad trying the utmost to obey your laws. We are not teaching against them, and we hold our peaceful assemblies. We don't hold them to try over behind those walls, pardon my language as I'm not a solid student, to try and teach the ones that behind the walls to start trouble, make trouble, go out and attack white people, beat them up, do not obey the law because we are the power. We don't teach no such foolishness as that. We are not that dumb. We're in your country, we're under your law, and our Holy Quran teaches us that we must obey those in authority over us, whether they are of our religion or not, and that is nothing but right. No man can go into another man's house and try and take over unless that he's able by force to do so, or unless the other man permits him to do it. But we are not seeking no such thing. We're not seeking your own house. We're not seeking to rule it. This is your house. We're only seeking a chance to build us a house. Let us go for ourselves. That is the thing that we are actually seeking to do. Black supremacy, we're not teaching our people in no such way that we teach our people that we are the original people, we are the first, we are the last. That is understood by you yourself. We were here before you came on the earth. That's understood. Because your civilization began 6,000 years ago, but we had this earth populated with millions and hundreds of millions of people before ever you was ever on the planet. We know that. These truths about your history and about our own history, allow us to teach it. You permit such teachings and speeches in your midst. If we don't know you and if we don't know ourselves, how are we to get along with you? Since this knowledge has come to us of your history and our history, we are able to get along with you far better than we did before because we understand you. We understand the nature of you and you understand us. You always have known us, but we didn't know you. And these truths that have come down to us from God Almighty is seems to make the people to seek to twist them up and accuse us of other than the real thing that we are actually teaching and doing for the purpose of gaining the people, rather especially my own ignorant people on the side, for the purpose of putting a stop to the teachings of Islam in your midst. By the spirit, power, guidance of Almighty Allah, I have made better citizens, better followers in your midst than the church has ever made of them.
Thank you, Mr. Muhammad. You have just heard a portion of a transcript of Mr. Elijah Muhammad's statement to a press conference held Friday, April 14th, 1961 at the Clark Hotel in Los Angeles, California. To give any assistance to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his words, write to Muhammad Smaz, 5335 South Greenwood Avenue. That's 5335 South Greenwood Avenue, Chicago 15, Illinois. Listen next week at the same time and station to hear the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, with the solution to the so-called American Negro problem on the radio edition of Mr. Muhammad's Speech.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.